If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
I feel like Eric Bollert and I are just in the final scene of Walking Dead, just getting to the end of this hellscape of an election together. Eric,
we're almost there.
You tweeted, amazing part, it isn't an exaggeration, Clinton running against the GOP, the press, the FBI, and the Russians. We share a brain because I did a bit on this at Sexy Liberal Saturday night. But, I mean, this latest FBI thing, it boggles the imagination, doesn't it?
It does. And we may never know what was going through Comey's mind. I mean, the FBI could have gone through these emails before making any announcement. I mean, what... I think we basically know he was scared to death, right? He was scared to death of the Republican Party. He was scared to death of the bullying. He announced in July no criminal wrongdoing, and he thought that was it because that's how it usually works. And he had no idea the Republicans in the House were going to start scheduling hearings and dragging him up there. And he didn't think the House Republicans were going to reinvestigate what the FBI had already investigated. That's not what the House oversight does. It doesn't redo criminal investigations as a rule. So anyway, he was completely gobsmacked by the whole thing, and he realized there was this train coming down the track, which were these new emails that turned out to be essentially pointless and
nothing.
So he has done extraordinary damage to the FBI.
Yeah.
And of course, more from Media Matters' point of view, the press got played for about the 95th time.
Yeah, and 9 days in the news cycle of damaging Hillary's poll numbers.
And Giuliani was just playing his hand blatantly.
Like an idiot. Yeah. I mean, and now he's going to be investigated.
Look at all this coming out. It's going to be great. Just wait.
I mean.
I did a count over the weekend in terms of the three cable channels in the last 5 days. I'm sorry, last 9 days. 5,000 mentions of email. That's something like 25 every hour for 9 days straight.
Well, you guys did a piece about how the media's email obsession obliterated Clinton policy coverage. You say how much of the news coverage from the 4 weeks surrounding the convention centered on policy? For Clinton, just 4%. Trump received three times as much policy coverage as Clinton, and he has no policies. A major difference between Trump and Clinton's coverage was that she had a news category entirely of her own, the emails that she... And as you tweeted, this has been badly downplayed. This rogue FBI operation is a desperate ploy by white male GOP middle-aged men to block the election of the first woman president.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a few rogue agents, but you're right. As usual, the media is complicit, right?
They are. I mean, they're complicit with the Comey announcement. He claims, apparently from reporting, he's telling people he's shocked by the reaction from the Republicans and the press when he put out the first statement, which is either wildly naive or he's not being truthful, because he knows. People forget Comey was hired by the Republicans in the 90s to be a Whitewater investigator. He knows how this game works. He knows that Republicans gin up these phony claims. The press runs with it all the time if it's anti-Clinton,
right.
And they love the whiff of scandal. So he had to have known.
Right.
The eruption that this was going to cause.
Eric, can you, I don't know, in the absence of some medication that could block out my hearing just when Kellyanne Conway speaks, can you explain to me why no one corrects her when she repeatedly keeps saying Hillary lied, Hillary lied, Hillary lied? Do I not recall James Comey going before Congress and they asked, did she break the law? No. Did she lie? No. Why does no one correct her on this?
Well, look, I mean, that's one of the questions we're going to be asking about the press a lot after November 8th. Look, we've talked about 100 times, Trump has been able to completely bully the press and bury them in an avalanche of lies.
Well, and how many people, as we said last hour, Eric, early voted for Trump because they believed him that this is worse than Watergate and Hillary's going to be indicted?
His diehard fans, they already think she should be in jail. They thought, Chris Christie was telling them in July she should be in jail. So this confirms everything that they thought.
Guess who has a better chance of that at this point?
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're going to need a bigger cell.
But you also, I mean, you know, made the great point in this piece, Eric, that please note Colin Powell isn't defined by the private emails he used as Secretary of State and then deleted. Jeb Bush isn't defined by the private email he used as governor of Florida. George W. Bush's administration wasn't defined by the fact that nearly 24 White House aides used private email accounts controlled by the RNC. And Mitt Romney wasn't defined by the fact that his staff wiped away all the emails from the Republicans his years as Massachusetts governor. I mean, it is confounding.
Yeah, and this is the point I've been trying to make, both in the how, you know, this obsession with the Clinton emails has completely forced out any policy discussion of hers whatsoever. And the larger point is the press decided basically 18 months ago when the story first broke that emails was going to become a placeholder for her entire campaign. You know, in 2015, you know, the Evening Network newscast devoted nearly as many minutes to Clinton emails as they did to her entire campaign. Not the policy of her campaign, her entire campaign, even the polling, even the horse race stuff. So,
I mean, that's why I think that Matt Lauer town hall, it crystallized this coverage for all of us.
Really,
it was 20 minutes. What about the emails? What about the emails? What about the emails?
Right.
What's your plan for ISIS? Hurry. Oh, really, Donald Trump? You were always against the Iraq war? Okay.
If you say so.
Oh, my God.
Right, and that was a televised forum that was supposed to address military issues. And Matt Lauer spent the first 13 of his 30 minutes asking her about emails. From his insider media perspective, there is no more important question in this campaign than this process story about what kind of server she used for her emails from 2009 to 2012. I mean, it's mind-boggling, but it's such a... I mean, it's beyond, you know, conventional wisdom. I mean, it's borderline cultish behavior.
By the way,
everyone must agree that there's only one story of significance covering the first woman nominee in history.
And I loved your tweet, by the way. Slightly confusing. Trump fans back the NRA idea that guns should be everywhere all the time and then scream gun to create panic when there is no gun. And then, of course, the Trump campaign falsely claims there was an assassination attempt, I guess with a cardboard sign.
Cardboard
I mean, sign. It is just... right? How do you? I mean, it's just amazing, right? And it was not a Hillary plant. He had a sign that said Republicans against Trump. He said, I'm an independent. I'm not. There's obviously a lot of Republicans against
Trump.
I'm
sorry. I yelled nug. I'm dyslexic.
Yeah.
Right. If you listen to Trump and the NRA, guns should be everywhere. So who would care in theory? I mean, I think it's
God.
Insane.
And there he is.
Right. In theory, who would care if people brought guns to a Trump rally? I'm surprised, you know, before he got Secret Service, which absolutely outlaws at rallies, you know, during the primary last year, Trump absolutely could have welcomed, he could have encouraged people to bring guns to his rally. But for some strange reason, he didn't want to do that.
Yeah. When you see that footage, you agree with Bill Maher that if he were any bigger, he'd have to grab himself.
Yeah.
But the other thing, I mean, just the final story you wrote, Eric, that again, it's just about the media. White racist kills two cops in Iowa ambush and Fox News goes quiet. And you barely anywhere else even have heard this story, right? You say Fox News enthusiasm for the breaking news seems to have flagged not only because Green is a white man who lives in a house with a Trump Pence sign out front, but also because the gunman is a racist whose behavior has previously gotten him in trouble with the law. This is the guy that was waving a Confederate flags at black people at this football game, right? And he said he was offended by blacks sitting through the anthem. So this is the guy that shot and killed two cops with the Trump Pence sign. You know, not much coverage of that story, is there?
It would be obviously if the script was flipped and this was some sort of black activist who ambushed two cops and had a Clinton cane sign, it would have been a huge campaign story. And I'm not just talking about Fox News, which I say in my piece would have had to add more hours to the day in order to fit in its outrage. It would have been a campaign story for CNN, for everybody, demanding the Clinton campaign respond to this, demanding, you know, a whole, you know, Clinton hates cops, et cetera, et cetera. At all, you know, that would have been a runaway story. It would have been yet another kind of manufactured runaway negative story. The story got almost no coverage, which is bad. It was especially bad at Fox News because of the hypocrisy angle. I mean, CNN, during previous cop killings, hadn't spent hour after hour saying Barack Obama is responsible for these police deaths. Only Fox News does that. Fox News has routinely, after Baton Rouge, after Dallas, after those awful police attacks, Fox News has repeatedly claimed that it's all Obama's fault. He hates cops, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So, you know, we had this white racist in Iowa, and you could Fox very early in the morning, very interested in the story. You could almost track it by minute. Very interested in the story, and very uninterested in the story when it's a white guy.
Eric, what tomorrow, my friend? How are you feeling?
I feel good. You know, I've look, 18 months ago, and certainly, you know, 14 months ago from the day Trump got into the race, I wrote 12 months ago that of course he could be the nominee, and my take has always been a country that easily elects Barack Obama. I don't convinced is going to make a radical U-turn.
Yeah.
And not only elect a Republican, but, you know, elect a bigot. And in the early voting reports, obviously from Florida and Nevada, are some indication that this country is not ready or willing or eager to make a radical embrace of.
No, I said it Saturday night. She's doing this backwards in high heels against the media, WikiLeaks, Russia, the FBI, and she's still going to make Donald Trump her bitch tomorrow. In my personal opinion, Eric Bollert. It is unbelievable. And you know what? The work you guys do is so important because we will look back. I was saying to these guys, whatever happens tomorrow, this is a black mark. We let this guy, you know, the media, everybody enabled this guy to get this close to this job is terrifying.
I have a piece going up today and I say, look, you know, the independent fact checkers, they did God's work, right? The PolitiFact, Glenn Kessler of the Washington Post. They had their thumb in the dam, right? They were trying to hold this stuff back. The day-to-day coverage was not good in terms of Trump, and you marry that with this wildly antagonistic, mostly condescending coverage of the first woman nominee, and it was a recipe for disaster.
Yep.
And I don't think very few people come out looking good.
Yeah, well, tomorrow's the day to take a stand against all of that. Eric, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, have a good one.
All right, thank you. Is the coverage more condescending or patronizing, Jim?
It's condonizing.
Okay.
Patronizing.
I can never remember the difference.